Hello everybody. I'm coming to you on the last day of 2014 and therefore I thought I would try to do a small review on my year 2014. In January, we were still living in another apartment in another quarter of Kiel. And in January, we were told by a friend that we had mold in our living room. We then informed the landlady, and this caused a lot of chaos, really. She tried to terminate our contract without notice, so she wanted to have us out immediately. And we were so shocked and so confused and just didn't know what to do. She really wanted us out within a week. And we hadn't done anything. There was mold. And she was going on about that this was because we are blind and we didn't know and weren't able to live on our own and to open the windows properly. And all this she stated also in her dismissal that she wrote. And then we were so blessed to have a friend who managed to get us in contact with a lawyer very quickly. And as soon as we had seen the lawyer and he had read her dismissal, he could calm us down, and he could tell us that it is so completely nonsense that she had written, and that she had no right to have us out of our apartment for really no reason. And then he started working, and we had the opportunity to look for a new apartment, because it was overdue to leave this house because of the landlady and the neighbors. But he gave us the time to look for another place, and he took care of everything from then on. And we are it was just so incredibly helpful that our friend Stephanie was there. We just wouldn't have known what to do, because we were so shocked and so didn't know what you can do in such a situation. So then we found a brilliant new apartment. And in March, we moved. And again, it was so helpful and so amazing to have people who helped us with the organization of the move. And our friend Sötje, she said to me she wouldn't go home before I was peaceful in the new house, because she knew I had difficulties with changes. And then on the day of the move, we put in the things in the kitchen together, and she showed me so many things. And our friend Stephanie, again, she organized a bunch of guys who carried all our furniture and set it up, and everything, nothing got broken or damaged. And our move was so without any complications. And this again was only possible because of the people around us. And then we quickly noticed that our new area was such a gift to us and to our needs. Not only that, we have a bus stop really directly in front of our door, and a mailbox, audio audio traffic lights everywhere around. But also here are so many birds, so many green spaces. We have this pond where all the seagulls and geese are, trees, everything smelled like green, like spring, shortly after we arrived here. And in our old flat, we had only a very loud, noisy street when we opened the window, and you could never tell which season you were in, because there was just no nature around. So we started to gather all the food for our guinea pigs outside, and all summer long we only gave them plants and grass and herbs that we collected. And it was, yeah, it was, we had mobility lessons and got to know our new area, and everything, every new thing that we discovered made us so happy to be here. And also in March, after we had moved in here, I sent in the application for my guide dog with my health insurance, because the guide dog school had already interviewed me and we had come to terms, and Taylor was ready to come to me. And normally I just would have sent the application to the health insurance and they would have looked at everything, at the school, at me, and then agreed. But